Babette's Feast is not the kind of movie you want to see on an empty stomach. You'll drool watching a masterpiece of a meal that includes Russian caviar, quail stuffed with foie de gras, baked in puff pastry with truffles, and baba with rum and candied fruit. Film critic Stephen Schiff says you'll walk away satisfied.
It's always been appallingly easy for films to move audiences. Even the worst claptrap can jerk tears if it climaxes in huggy reunions, frisky puppies, or last-minute reprieves. But when a movie deeply stirs spectators by showing food lovingly prepared and eaten, well, then you've either got the mightiest Julia Child show ever broadcast, or you've got Babette's Feast. This is a Danish movie taken from an Isaac Dinesen story and filmed amid the drear of remote Jutland, where the winds are biting and the huts small, and the populace, this being the late 19th century, are reverent Lutherans, hell-bent on the simple life. The little village at the center of the story has long been dominated by the sternly righteous religiosity of its minister, who dies leaving only his two virginal daughters to carry on his proud tradition. Now those two daughters are elderly, and though they've forsworn all of life's pleasures, their strength is not enough to keep the community together. Its members are growing fractious and ornery. They curse one another between hymns. Then into their midst comes Babette, a mysterious Parisian woman on the lam from some unspecified French political strife. Babette needs shelter and is willing to work for nothing for the two sisters. She's played with a seductive air of reserve by the superb French actress Stéphane Audran, and her Gallic briskness and efficiency seem to be just what the community needs. 14 years pass, during which Babette accustoms herself to the community's austerity. She even learns to prepare the brackish gruel that passes for lunch, and to save money on the limp white fish that passes for dinner. In her own way, she's practicing the kind of self-denial that her employers have always practiced, and she, like them, is earning her right to grace, which arrives right on schedule. Babette wins the lottery in her native France, and she asks that before she departs, she be allowed to make a proper French dinner for the community, whereupon the film moves from the merely curious to the sublime. As the meal is prepared and eaten, director Gabriel Axel's style changes from the formal and ascetic to a peculiar, almost antic sensuality. The movie becomes heady and pleasurable, and it also takes on richer undertones. Axel never chooses the easy route of making fun of his stern Lutherans. Instead, he honors their religiosity while demonstrating that what their approach lacks is bliss, the rewards of the senses and of camaraderie, the Dionysian along with the Apollonian. Mixed in with this message is another, that what every artist longs for is the freedom to do his utmost. A message that in this context doesn't sound at all messagey or glib. In fact, Babette's Feast is one of the few message movies I've seen in recent years that actually earns its right to proclaim. It is also that rare movie which actually earns the Oscar, branding it the best foreign film of the last year.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.